My name is Emily Rowley. I am 18 years old, and today is November 25th, 2017. I am talking in Troy, Ohio, and I'm speaking with Cindy Rowley, who is my grandma. And you are?
Yep, I'm Cindy Rowley. I'm the grandmother, and I'm in Florida. And do you need a date?
No. Okay.
Okay.
So where did you grow up?
I grew up in Chippewa, Ohio.
Okay. Do you have any family traditions from when you were a child?
Yes. My grandparents, who have passed now, they lived in the country in Houston, Ohio, and they were farmers. And what we did as when I was a child, at the harvest time that we would, you know, call Thanksgiving and harvest time, they were always grateful as farmers, and so were we, because that was where we got a lot of our produce and animals, just because it came straight from the farm. And we would gather things, such as apples, and we would make homemade apple cider. They had milk cows, so we would have homemade ice cream from everything that was, you know, from the cows, and strawberries from the garden, and it would be frozen strawberries to make strawberry ice cream. So almost everything that we were making for the feast, for Thanksgiving, was homemade. And that included, they had pecan trees, they had walnut trees, so they wanted to make anything like a pecan pie, a pumpkin, they had pumpkin patches, and they would make homemade pumpkin pie out of that, and they would keep the pumpkin seeds, and it would be a treat to have the pumpkin seeds when we'd put them in the oven and dry them out. So there was also something that I remembered as a child that was just, to me, it would still be fascinating. When they would harvest and bring everything in, as well as from the field, they used great big wagons, long hay wagons. And we would do two things with the hay wagons. One, we would take a hay ride with the kids and family. Even though it was cold, we'd wrap up and put blankets, and we would sit together, close together. And my grandmother had eight grandsons and two daughters. So from that, there were always over 40, 50 people who would be coming from family all together to do this. So we would get in a hay wagon, and we would squeeze in together and sing Christmas songs and Christian songs also. And we'd take a hayride back into a woods that they had on the 200-acre farm, and we would have a bonfire. And we would roast hot dogs and marshmallows and all that. And that was the beginning of celebrating harvest time and Thanksgiving. Then when Thanksgiving, if it would snow, we wouldn't do it, because sometimes it would do that in that time of the year. If it didn't, and even though it was cold outside, they would pull the hay wagon up in the yard, and they filled it with food. It was unbelievable. And for the children to be able to reach the food, either the adults would help lift them up, or we'd have little stairs that we would step up on. And that wagon was filled with homemade food, homemade chicken and noodles, homemade chickens that they raised. They had the eggs, and so we made all of that, you know, homemade. Even the potatoes from the garden to make mashed potatoes. There was, Grandma made the best homemade bread, too. So even the bread was not store-bought. It was homemade. And then they filled up the hay wagon with food. And one end was all the dessert, and one end was the veggies and the meat. And it was unbelievable how they would either make, they would do different things. They raised their own turkeys, so we had fresh turkey. They also raised pigs and did pig roast in the ground. They did that overnight. It took about, you know, 24 hours, because they do it very slowly. So we had all kinds of food. It was a feast, a true feast. And it was something to behold. If we had it in the house, Grandma had a great, great big house. And the kitchen was enormous. The ceilings were 12 feet in the house. That kitchen table was 12 feet long. Because remember, there were 12 of them just in their family And then if any neighbors or family came, then they could add leaves to that table and always have, they could have about 25 to 30 people easily at that table. It was that big. It was a super large table, and it was made special. So right now, if that table, if they still had it, it would be about 100 years old. So anyhow, that was, you know, some of the very, very, very special things that was so much fun. They ride all the food that came from their garden and from the farm on that. Any other questions?
Wow, that sounds really great. But what is one or some of your happiest memories?
From Thanksgiving?
Sure. Sure.
Okay. From Thanksgiving, it was being able to know that we had food and a home and family. Of course, family came first. Mm-hmm. And we're a spiritual family. So to know that we had God in our lives and that we had family and that we had plenty, which was food and a home and clothing. We were always praying and thankful at Thanksgiving to be grateful. And we would go around and say what we were grateful for in the family. So that was a special, for me, very, very special memory of being together and being grateful that we had so many blessings.
Wow, yeah. So then how long did you, like, live in that community? So, I guess.
I lived in the community. We actually lived out in the country until I was 13, close to Houston, Ohio. And then, excuse me, and then we moved into town to Pickle, Ohio when I was 13. So when up to 13, that was when we were really having all the hay rides. And that's even when the hay rides and the feast still went up to, was 18. And then when I got married and moved out of state for a while, I missed all of that. And when I came back, a lot of things had changed by then. But up to 18 years old, we had hay rides and Thanksgiving feasts, and it was always coming out of off the farm and out of the garden still, and out of the orchards, because they had all kinds of things in the orchards, peaches and apples. And so they either can them or they would freeze them. So I lived there 13 years old in the country, and then from there we moved to town, and then it was clear up till 18, but then I got married and moved on. And when I came back, some of the traditions started changing by then. People started moving in different states or moving in different areas. And as Grandma and Grandpa got older, they sold the farm.
Is there anything that you can think of that has had a lasting impact on the community that you were a part of?
One second. Yes, Christianity, the spirituality, the family, being together as a family, having meals together when it is holidays, that it's not being alone but being together with them and celebrating that we're blessed to have families, blessed to have what we do have, our homes and food. So, yes, that's a tradition that it just is in my heart, and it always will be.
Mm-hmm. Is there any advice that you would give your younger self?
Not really, because I feel that traditionally, because we were in the other generation versus this one, we stayed with the Moors, Moorish, the traditional things that people who grow in that cultural, like farmers and people who grew up with the grandparents and the parents, they stayed the same within my tradition. So there really wasn't anything I would have changed. I was grateful. So that's one thing. If I hadn't been, I would have changed that, but I was grateful. I don't think there's anything really that I would have changed, except, I just would hope that my children and grandchildren could have seen some of the things that happened when I was younger, because it was a lot of fun. But yet I see it, my family coming together traditionally for holidays, and that's what I would always want for my family, and that's what happens. I can't see anything that I would change in my life, because I'm grateful for what I've had in my life.
What are you proudest of in your life?
I'm sorry, what am I proud of? I am very, very, very proud of my sons and the way they have chosen to live their life. And that's loving their families, their wives, and their children. They are the best husbands and the best fathers. And I know if they're ever blessed to have grandchildren, they will be the best grandpas too. So I feel that that's the greatest blessings I could ever, ever have in my whole life with my family.
How would you like to be remembered?
That I'm a Christian, that I love God. I want to be remembered that I love the Lord first in my life. I love my family after that. But always to love our God first, and then to love one another. That's the second commandment. And I want to be remembered that I was a godly woman and that I respected and loved people and treated them as they would treat me, as I would want them to treat me. So that's what I want to be remembered, is to know that I was a good person.
Yeah. Last question. So what are your hopes for the future of this country?
We're in a prayer group right now with women, and our prayer, and these are all different ages. There's a young girl that's only 17, and there's people I'm 66 years old, and there's some that are even older than I am, and we meet together. And our prayer and our hope is that the country can come together as families again, so that they can love one another, have a mother, father, family unity. Then once that becomes solid again, where families are living together, married, having children, and under that marriage and a godly way, treating one another with love, then once they're strong, then the community becomes strong, and then our nation becomes strong. So it's very, very important to have good morals, to have good standards of treating others with respect and kindness and love. That's what our prayer. We're actually coming together every other week to pray for our nation, for the people in the United States, for the president, for everyone, to find love for God and for one another, so that we can unite together again in a kind and loving way.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing with me. That was really great.
Well, thank you, Emily. I'm very, very proud of you as a granddaughter. Your father, Jamie, has done an excellent job with you. So is your mother. And that's what I'm grateful for. If anything, too, is just seeing you all grow up and choosing to love one another and be kind and good, get a good education. That is awesome, too. Thank you, Emily, for the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Love you.
Love you too, sweetie.
Bye-bye. Bye.